Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It must be me. My last phone gave me such a ridiculous time with changing spellings of words. From actual words that I wanted to write to nonsense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was like a troll job always by my phone. And I think this one, I don't know even how long I've had it. It could be a year. I don't even know. It could be 20 years. This one has now moved that way. I'm just frantically ripping off a text to a group thread with one fantasy team. Waivers are tonight. And you know where the key, the letters are located on a keyboard. I'm typing the word with, and I go, it's fast. Like the music's playing. We're on. W-I-G-G. The G is right below the T. The G is right next to the H. W-I-G-G, and I just space because, you know, I'm going fast, and instead of with, it changes it to wiggles. Okay, well, at least wiggles, yeah, which is probably a word I've never literally written on a text, is a word that starts W-I-G-G. So you got to give my phone that much credit.
I wonder, because I suspect when this happens to me regularly that it's because I make the same mistakes all the time, like you're saying, like typing certain words. So then I think maybe your phone is going to think you want wiggles all the time now.
I just so don't want wiggles, and now I'm saying wiggles, and it's hearing me say wiggles.
Right.
The next word I want is. The team with less is. Something like that. The next word I want is I write IS, and it changes it to us. It changed is, which is what I wanted, and a word to us. And this is killing me. I just don't change it if it's right. Fine, I'll give you wiggles. I didn't spell it right. You didn't know.
Right.
I'll give it to you. Fine.
To
I
help.
Get it.
You're trying to help. Yeah, right.
Like when I had an editor and, okay, yeah, I missed that one. Thank you. You saved me. But then if I was right, don't change it to something wrong. Don't do that to me. All right. We made it. I found the hockey game. It was...
Oh, this game from the 80s that you went to with your sisters and your dad?
Yes. It was against Calgary in November of 1983. I knew it was November, too, because it was a birthday present. And so I would have been 12. My sisters are younger than I am. They and my father and I went to this game. It was 11-2 Sabres over the Flames. Perro had three goals. And the score was, let's see, 7-2 with 3.5 minutes to go. And the Sabres scored four times after that.
Wow.
Calgary was just ready for the check.
Yeah.
Reggie Lemelin.
Where's Sneaky Joe? Goalies, you know.
Okay. By 80, 83, 84. I didn't remember Jerry Korab coming back.
Oh,
a second act with the Sabres for Korab.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have remembered that because he was your favorite.
He was my favorite, yes. Yeah. Not a complicated process. The first hockey team I played on, I was given number 4.
And you're big.
And you play defense. Big. Yes, I was big. So that worked. Nobody called me King Kong or anything, but, you know, whatever.
They could have.
It worked, yep.
Lemelin got the whole game.
Oh.
11 goals against.
That's tough.
I think that was more of a thing then. They didn't always come out, goalies, when they gave up 3 in the first period or something. They didn't always come out. Am I right? When did that become, like, the norm?
That's a good question. I don't know that you're right. It would make sense that it's a tactic that's evolved with time. I mean, everything does, mostly, except for maybe us, but, you know, mostly. So I think, I didn't mean you and I meant, you know, anyway, stop digging. I don't know. I don't know if that has evolved over time. It does, you know, in those days, if the coach was mad at the goalie to begin with for some reason, like thinks the guy's underperforming or doesn't like how he's handling himself, that you would leave guys in just to punish him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, you're going to, and now, you know, the players have so much more power now. You know, we saw what happened, and not that Pete DeBoer wasn't going to get fired for losing in the Western Conference Finals a third year in a row or whatever it was. But the situation he created with his goalie, who outranks him organizationally kind of by a lot, you know,
last year put
an end to that. Like, that's it. You just dug a hole with one of your best guys, one of our highest paid guys. Goodbye. That didn't exist in the 80s, really, to that extent. So, I mean, I don't know the backstory on all this, but it's possible that Lemelin was, you know, in a bad spot with his coach. He's like, I'm not saving you. just suck it up, buddy.
Right.
You know, that led to Patrick Waugh, you know, getting out of Montreal. That same sort of, you know, tactic, I think.
83-84. How many teams in the NHL, there were 21 teams, how many finished that season with more points than the Sabres did? This is a question for me, if not for you also, because I'm revealing that I never would have gotten this. Like,
what year are we talking?
83, 84.
Okay.
Like, so 80.
That's a dip in their timeline, is it not?
Yeah, 80 is, okay, I know. I was little, and I remember watching them in the semis. Like, I know 70s were mostly good. Yeah. 80 was really good. And then the 80s where they could never win a round.
Right.
83, 84.
I'm going to guess that 20 teams.
You think they were last in the league?
Yeah.
They were 1 point out of second.
Wow. I'm like trying to piece together what year is Pierre Turgeon? It's way
okay.
Too early.
This was, I think, so 103 points. 48, 25, and 7 ties.
Wow.
Is the Sabres record, 83-84. They finished 1 point behind Boston in the Adams. And by the way, the Islanders also had 104. Edmonton had 119. Edmonton finally wins this year. This is their first cup.
Okay.
So I'm 1 point out of the second best record in the NHL, 83-84. Quebec sweeps the Sabres. I was at game 2. And remember, before the game, just sort of people are milling around, right? It's like between the warm-ups and the game, like Zamboni, just 10, 15 minutes before face-off.
The one Zamboni.
And people are milling around, and I don't know if I was even in the conversation, but there was a guy talking to people who was adamant, this is game two of the first round, best of five, and the Sabres had lost game one to Quebec. And I remember a guy standing there going, they are not coming back. This is the last game of the year. They are not. 103, it's Buffalo.
Yep.
103 yep. points.
Right.
Lost game one. And I remember this, I can't picture him, but I know the story. And there, I'm 12, and there's a guy there going, this is it. They're losing, and they're not coming back. And he was right.
Yeah, well, scoreboard.
I guess. And
scoreboard.
The next, he called it. I'm sure he felt great. I'm sure he called us the next day. I told you.
Right.
I don't know if you guys remember me. But I called in 40 years ago to tell you that the Sabres would lose to Quebec in the first round. Do you remember me? No. So the next year they make the playoffs again. They give Quebec a 5-game series. They lose in Quebec in the 5th game. Has the show ever sounded older than Quebec references?
Yeah.
And that's
the years, but yeah.
That's it. After that, it bottoms out until like Hasek almost.
Right.
Well, 90 was good. 90 was very good, but the same thing happened. They lost in the first round.
Yeah.
And then Hasek is 93.
Well,
Mayday.
Right. He comes in relief, though. Like, he's not the guy yet.
No.
Like, he becomes the guy in the following spring is the Dave Hannon game and all that. Like, so he's a stud then. That might be his first Vezina.
But he doesn't win a series until when?
Ooh, let's see.
98. He doesn't play in 97.
He played a little. Yeah, but he was. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, does he play?
They won that series, but Steve Shields largely. Right?
Did Dom play at all in the series? Did he start the series in Ottawa?
Yes, he played. He played in that series, but took himself out. I believe that's what happened. I'm almost sure he played some of it.
Okay, this is Nolan.
Right. This is Nolan, and this is Jim Kelly, the hockey writer, and the confrontation with Hasek and all the stuff. Yeah, that's that. That's right. Is that
that's
that
right? But I'm not sure he plays at all. I'm looking.
Mm.
He does. He played game one at least. So. You got that. So okay. He was in that for part of the series they won. That's his first series win. Then 98, they won two rounds with him. Even though you get Rolison in 99. In 99, you get Rolison.
Right, in the Toronto series. Yeah, because there was, here we go again. In 99 when he comes up lame and can't play early in that series. But he did come back, obviously.
Is this fun?
Yeah.
Is it? Good.
Yeah.
I love a Sabres rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Even if it's like miserable, I still love it.
Yeah.
I love it more than most current, team discussions. Dom plays in game three in Ottawa, but he doesn't finish the game. So he leaves with an injury. I can't remember this. I don't remember. I can't picture it, I meant to say. I cannot picture this happening. But he plays like half the game, middle of the second period, not even between periods. Middle, he must leave. He's got an injury or something. He leaves in the middle of the third game. Shields finishes it. They win. All right, this I bet you'll remember. So they're down 2-1 in this. This is game three in 97 in Ottawa. They're down 2-1 mid-third. And Hasek has left. They tie it on an unassisted Daryl Shannon goal. Okay.
Holy cow.
And they win it on a Ward goal with 20 seconds to go. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
All right. I thought maybe it would. It really doesn't for me, but
yeah.
20 seconds to go to win the game.
Ward especially, because Ward was, there were a lot of those guys were Nolan guys. But like Ward, the only time Ward had what looked like a promising NHL career was in this pocket of his career, really, with Nolan. It just, you know, I shouldn't say it that strongly. He did continue to play a prominent role with Pekka and Virata later on. But it's like his foot in the door was Nolan. And yeah, I can even remember it sort of feeling there was so much that was sort of, you know, take a side, right? Here's the greatest goaltender in the world. Here's this hardworking team and this gritty coach. And it definitely seems like there's some sort of problem between the parties. I don't think we knew exactly what. And Ward scoring that goal, I feel like I can see him skating to the bench, sort of like, you know, yeah, we don't need the goalie. Or yeah. But again, you're foisting your own narrative on it, or just how it felt to you as a fan or me as a fan at the time. But Ward was, to me, one of the core Nolan guys.
Game five, so it's 2-2. Shields plays game four in Ottawa. They lose in overtime 1-0, but that's seemingly going well. I was in Rochester, and like they took Shields from us for this because Dom left. If he wasn't there already, I guess he plays in relief in game three. So he's there already for whatever reason. I don't know. Game five is in Buffalo and it's Shields and then Trefilov. Because they're down and they pull Shields for Trefilov. So Shields got that opportunity over Trefilov, apparently.
Yeah.
In 97. Game six is in Ottawa. Shields, Sabres win, shutout, and then game seven is Plant.
Right.
And then entered
somewhere in between all of that. Maybe after game five at home is when the thing with Dom and the media and our friend, our late great friend Jim Kelly, that sort of boils over. I think because it happened in Buffalo. The confrontation between the two men happened in Buffalo, and it would make sense to me that it would have been like before. I don't think it happened after they won the series. Like, I think it happened.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah,
but he never returns.
No, that's right.
That season. It's Shields.
Shields starts the Philly series, and they lose in five.
Gets in a fight.
Pretty meekly. Yeah.
Ed Ronan
scored an overtime goal in Philly.
Yep. Just to keep them alive.
To bring the series home for game five.
Yep. Got that.
Yeah. I still remember talking off the air. I would have been still talking on the air weekly to Rob Ray then. But I remember off the air before game five, before game four in Philadelphia, talking with Rob, and like they wanted so badly to just get the series home, just win a game and get bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't think, you know, I don't remember if he said it plainly, like, you know, we're down bad, you know, I don't think we're gonna win the series, we just want to get home.
Yep.
So he probably left out the part about we're not gonna win the series, but like we just really want to bring this thing home.
Which they did.
Ed Ronan. Yeah.
I didn't know Kelly then, and I was not around the Sabres at all. But when I got here, so like fall of 2000, and got to know him, and then it wasn't long before Hashioki cropped up. And I hadn't known Hashik at all, but I knew sort of the story with him and Jim, and like I was nervous about it. You know, like I'd heard that Ruff loved it and it was like this killer thing that we had.
Yeah.
And I didn't really want to bump into Dominic Hasek, really, right?
Right.
But Kelly told me, and now he has this history with Hasek. He told me that despite it, one time he was in the locker room with his grandson, his young grandson, and he's like, Hasek could not have been sweeter.
Yeah.
He was just sort of, you know, he engaged with the boy was really young, and he just engaged with them, and that was like something that Kelly wanted you to know about Dom.
Yep.
Is that, hey, business is business,
despite
things happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I was in there with my grandson to just show him the locker room, maybe after a practice or something, and Hasek was like sweet to him, and I liked that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And I never had any issue with Hasek. I didn't really talk to him that many times, but nothing ever came up about the bit. I mean,
right,
basically,
yeah.
We're making fun of his accent every day on the air. He could have had a problem. He would have been kind of
justified.
Justified.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. He could have said something.
Yeah.
Wow. But he never did to me. So.
It was a great, that's an all-time great bit. It really
it
was.
It was.
It really was.
It started with Larry Felser.
Really?
Yes.
How do I?
I did once a week with Larry Felser, like with Steve Cishan was the producer, and it was my pretty early in my tenure. And we did, I did like 10 questions for Larry Felser in the middle. We had an hour together maybe.
Uh-huh.
And I did 10 questions for him. And one of the questions out of nowhere was the Lady Marmalade song, Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir, but in Hasek's voice. That was the question. And Larry was just completely dumbfounded. Like, what has happened to my career? I've been here with this punk, and he's doing what? Like, what's happening right now?
And he'd already worked with me. Like, so, wow.
Yeah, like, I thought things would get better.
Right.
I came over here. I thought things would be more professional. But no, guess what? So, but he was like, Larry had that great smile, and he enjoyed it. And then it became, that was the first ever Hashioki moment was with Larry, and then it became a big deal. So all right. Thanks for indulging us here as we just sort of wander through Sabres history. Calgary in town tonight, 7:30.
Can you stomach the idea of this being a big game tonight?
No, you can have that. Fine, I get it, but no, I'm not playing big game in November. Okay. Bingo. I hope you're right, because that
three
means maybe we'll be getting somewhere here. But
three in a row.
It's a team you should beat. What are the odds?
It's a team you should beat. It's a team that is provably worse than you.
Okay.
So that should be in your favor. And you know, if you just look at the teams they're playing this week, you might go, "What an easy week!" But you should check the standings before you consider Chicago for that. Because
okay.
They are roaring right now.
Sabres minus 156 money line at FanDuel tonight. Sal Capaccio next from Houston. This is WGR.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Rare do we end up talking to Sal when he is on the road, but that is the case with the Bills playing a weeknight game. He made it. Well, I should let Sal tell us. Sal, have you made it to Houston?
Yes, a little bit later, I guess, than I anticipated. A lot of times these airports are a lot closer to the hotel, so it was a little bit further, even with a police escort. You know, you go to these big cities around rush hour. You know, it's not the easiest, and then timely, I should say. And then got here, and I'm actually on a nice walk. It's 83 degrees and very little humidity, so it's really nice out here in Houston right now. So, yeah, it made it here, and, you know, talking with you guys now, this is the only game of the season where the Bills are playing outside the Eastern time zone, so an hour behind you guys.
Right. Second Thursday night game, going back to the Miami home game early in the season. We've talked about this many times over the years, but what are the sort of the actual challenges the Bills face having to turn it from Sunday afternoon to not only Thursday night, but travel in between?
Yeah, I asked Sean McDermott in his weekly radio program today if a 24-hour rule after a game turns into a 12-hour rule. He laughed and said, yes, basically it does. You don't have time to really go back and look at everything from the last game like you normally would. They'll go over some film, but it's not like a normal Monday. Monday is really prepping for the next game, whereas usually Monday is kind of looking back at the previous game. You still do a little bit of that, but you got to get ready. And the team actually was on the field doing a little walkthrough on Monday already, starting a game plan for the Houston Texans. And then, of course, on Tuesday, they had a lighter practice. They considered it a walkthrough, even though it was a little bit more of a practice. Today, they did some stuff at the team facility before they got on the plane to head here. And then, as you're right, Mike, it's different when you're traveling, especially 3 hours, right? This isn't to New York for a Thursday night game, and you have to really adjust. You know you're going to be in the air. You don't have time to be at the facility and do the things you need. And then, of course, the injury situation comes into play, and that's going to just vary throughout the years on everybody. And honestly, it probably impacts the Houston Texans more than the Bills today because, you know, if, according to John Harris, sideline guy for the Texans, who's a friend of mine, he was on with Zach today, he told me on his show, and then he also said to Zach today that if this game was on Sunday, C.J. Stroud is probably playing. But because it's Thursday night, he couldn't clear concussion protocol in time, and he's already missed a couple games. So it was trending towards that. So that's the challenges that these teams have.
Yeah. Sal, thinking about the time crunch here for both teams, I might guess that through the year, maybe different assistants take turns, or maybe just there's someone in each area of the team that maybe is doing work on Houston, knowing that there's going to be a time crunch because you don't have the time to do all the normal stuff, but you're still going to want to put a plan together and attack, you know, what you perceive as weaknesses and avoid strengths and all that kind of stuff. So I'm guessing here that some of that gets done gradually through the previous 10 weeks.
100%. And that's actually true in all cases, Bulldog, but I would think even more so for a Thursday, but even more so for an unfamiliar opponent, right? It's not like you're playing a division team tonight where you've already seen them once. So that absolutely does happen. That's the advanced scouting team. Their responsibility is to look, you know, how many weeks ahead, even maybe the whole season ahead, get some notes on players. And then as the game starts to get closer, you put all that together. And then as soon as Monday comes around, that's how you start to present it to the coaching staff so they can formulate a game plan. So all of that has to be done already. And now, you know, now it's time to just go out there and play. I will say, though, on a Thursday game, you'll hear players say this. Even Josh said this against the Dolphins, even though they know them very well back in week 3. There's not a lot of time to put new stuff in. Like, it's basically you do your stuff, they do their stuff, and whoever's going to be better at it. If you want to put in a wrinkle or two, that's fine. But really, I mean, you got to just get ready to play, and you got to get your body right. You can't – to example is the Bills. They're in these two walkthroughs, essentially. They don't have time in those walkthroughs to do like that, to put in new wrinkles. They just have to basically get their game plan installed and go play football.
Bills up to minus six at spots on the road here, and that's a lot of respect for them, or a lack of respect for Houston, given all of this, the logistics. And it wasn't like the Bills were crushing everybody. They did have a win, of course, on Sunday. Seems like a lot to me, Sal, with the Thursday night on the road and Houston's defense and everything, lower scoring games with the Texans. The bettors think the Bills are a pretty good favorite here.
I'm guessing that has a lot to do with Stroud. You know, you're playing a backup quarterback. Just remember, though, I mean, Davis Mills has won two games in a row, and he's thrown the ball close to 90 times over the last two games and, like, 110 times over the last three games. It's crazy. They're not afraid to throw the ball at them, but they're not putting up a lot of points. And this is, I think, more about C.J. Stroud than anything else. Interesting, no, I don't think this has anything to do with the gambling line, but I learned today from John that apparently the Texans have not won a Thursday night game under DeMeco Ryans. So I just – sometimes when – he's only been there a few years. But I do wonder, when a coach has been at a place a while and you have that kind of record, is that because there's something they are doing or not doing, you know, differently that maybe they could be doing to help their team? So really interesting. I just find that really interesting.
So much focus, Sal, on the wide receiver core here for years, if you want it, I guess, but we don't have to really focus on that right now. Obviously, with what happened last Sunday and Keon Coleman being inactive, now we know no Hardman, no Samuel. I've thought, and we talked about this earlier today, and I bet we talked about it with you yesterday or the day before, I feel like Elijah Moore is a Samuel replacement. I'm saying a lot of words here. Really, all I should do is spit it out. What do you think about Keon Coleman getting back in the lineup? Would you bet on it or bet against it?
Bulldog, I'm going to say that I think there's a chance he's inactive again. I don't know. It's a really good question for me, because even if I look at the roster, and you could take a look at, because you laid it out right, Samuel and Hardman are out. But really, Hardman really is just a kick returner, punt returner. Right. He kind of doesn't factor. And they did just sign Brandon Codrington back to the practice squad. So that tells me he could very well be elevated to be that guy. Well, then you only get one more elevation, and to me, you're going to do that with Gabe Davis, unless you feel that maybe Gabe has too quick of a turnaround after being off so long, but he was so good for the offense. You elevate Gabe. I don't really know. By the way, elevations won't come out until tomorrow, even though it's the day before a game. Today, the Thursday night game, not until tomorrow. So I just look at the numbers and go, okay, if Moore is in for Samuel and you do elevate Gabe, where is the number? Where do you put Keon Coleman, especially after last week, how functional the offense was? And let's be quite honest. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Tyrell Shavers did everything you would hope Keon Coleman would do for you on Sunday. So I don't know if I would bet for or against it. I think it is pretty much an even money bet here.
Yeah, when we talked about this earlier today, where I arrived was his way back in, Coleman's way back in, is if they're worried about Davis and the quick turnaround. Because I think if he's healthy enough to go again and be elevated, then I think that's Coleman's spot. Shavers is never coming out. That was true before Coleman got benched. Whenever we would talk about the numbers at receiver and Elijah Moore or Curtis Samuel, you know, one or the other sort of taking turns being inactive, be like, well, what about Shavers? Well, he's core special teams, and nobody else in the receiving core does that. So he's pretty much got, you know, he's got a spot written in permanent ink. I think Davis would have to be, you know, worrisome for them in order for Coleman. My view is that's Coleman's way back in.
And let's remember, Khalil Shakir has not practiced this week. We know now the reason is because his wife and him, they had a baby, so congratulations to them, but he hasn't practiced. He's off the injury report, so that means he should be good to go and, you know, at the game, playing in the game. But he has been dealing with the ribs and the ankle. So if you want to say, well, yeah, but you could just have Shakir return punts. We talked about this last week. I don't know if you want him doing that right now. I mean, he clearly was not himself last week. They had one catch for negative 3 yards, and he clearly wasn't himself. So I think that spot's got to go to Codrington at this point, and then you're just kind of in a numbers crunch right there.
Sal, what is the upside for Shavers? Was Sunday it? You get a big play, you get a couple more catches. It was a career day for him. Is he somebody that you think can keep doing that kind of output?
that might be a lot to ask Mike to keep doing that kind of output. I do think that's the upside, but I wouldn't doubt that he could do that again at some point. I don't think you can expect that on a week-to-week basis, but I do think that that's the kind of receiver he can be, which is he'll be available to make a few catches for you, and then maybe he'll get down the field on a play here or there like he did in that scramble drill, and he scored the touchdown. You know, it might not be another 40-plus-yard touchdown when it happens, but I do think he has the ability to get down the field. He is a fast guy. He doesn't look it. He's a long strider. He's like a 4.4 guy, basically. I went back and looked. I think at either Combine or Pro Day, one was in the 4.3s, one was like low 5.5s. So I'm 4.5s. I'm like, yeah, okay, so what do you take there? So he's probably a 4.4-plus guy, right? So that's fine. He's not slow, and I think because he understands the offense and the nuances of it and being available, you're going to get some balls thrown your way, and when you get balls thrown your way, you get opportunity.
How do you like the Bills' chances of handling Houston's edge rushers?
It's going to be tough. They're very, very good. I know Will Anderson's been a little nicked up here or there, but he's fabulous, obviously. They are the number one scoring defense in the NFL, less than 17 points a game. They're the number one yard defense in the NFL, less than 260 a game, I believe it is. They're like number three against the run, number three against the pass. It's just a really good, fundamentally sound, across-the-board defense. They're not going to do a ton of exotic stuff. They're just going to come at you and line up and say, we're better than you, and our guys can handle you one-on-one. Kind of reminds me a lot of the early 2000s Ravens defenses like that, right, where they just beat you up. That's what they do. That's what their pride is, and that they have a really fantastic defensive head coach in DeMeco Ryans. So you're going to have to really, be on your P's and Q's. And to answer your question, I like the Bills' tackles, Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown. I wouldn't doubt if they get – each of them, has a rep where you say they lost, they got beat. What you have to do is you have to make sure that you win far more than you lose, and give Josh Allen time and try to at least make some ground in the running game and in the passing game. I think you have to try and keep them off balance and not become one-dimensional.
How much do you think that their prowess rushing the passer from the edges could lead to Ty Johnson playing just a tick more? Sal, not that like we think of pass blocking for that role, and it's picking up a free guy coming through the middle more so than chipping on a defensive end, but that might be called for. If one of these guys, I would expect the Bills to try to just get by with Spencer Brown and Deion Dawkins. I'm thinking of a Raiders game a couple of years ago with Max Crosby coming in red hot, and they didn't give Brown any help, and Crosby was a ghost in that game. So I think they'll try to just get by with single blocking them, but they also might want to have just the added insurance if they need it of Ty Johnson out there.
It's a great point, and I mean, that is also a way to slow down teams rushing, which is you can leak them out of the backfield. We saw that happen last week with Ty Johnson's catch for a touchdown. And then a little bit later, James Cook's catch for a touchdown. So, yeah, you keep them in there.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. The ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You play a little bit more of that type of, you know, that personnel, keep your third down back in. They know, hey, he can pass block, but hey, that guy can also go out for a pass. So right. We might not want to pin our ears totally back. And that gives Josh Allen a little bit more time. I mean, if the Texans, and I suspect they'll do this, if the Texans just say, we are going to shut down the run game, that's what the Bills do best. And then if we can do that, you become one dimensional, we can get after you. I mean, that would be the game plan that I would, you know, try if I was D'Amico Ryans. But, you know, if you're the Buffalo Bills, you have to understand that you're going to have to throw the ball a little bit here. I mean, you're going to have to, in some capacity, try to throw the ball. I do think this is the kind of game where, you know, fans, I understand, want to go for fourth downs and be aggressive. I understand all that, and there's times and places for it. This might not be that game. This might be the game where it's you're in the midfield, and it's, you know, it's fourth and one and a half, and you're like, we're just going to punt the ball away and let the backup quarterback try to beat us, and hopefully they'll make two mistakes when we make one in this game.
I like that you just made the point about, you know, sure you want to establish your run and all that, but one of the keys, I think, you know, we get so enamored of all the numbers and the six touchdowns and the 300 yards and the long plays. I think a key element of last week's win over Tampa was that they increased their first down pass rate and they increased their play action rate.
Yep.
And I think both of those things should be in heavy use against this team.
They are without Jalen Petrie. He is a really good player for them. He's kind of an all-everything safety/nickel. He plays in the box. He's their nickel corner. He plays safety. Their backup is Miles Bryant. Remember that guy from New England? Do you guys remember Miles Bryant? The reason why I'm bringing his name up?
No, I can't say I do.
He is the guy that Isaiah McKenzie torched a few years ago. Remember that game where it was just Isaiah McKenzie left and right and down the field?
Yep.
So I'm wondering, with him in the game instead of Petrie, if the Bills feel there's a matchup advantage they can take advantage of, a matchup. And then that's where I go back to, is this an Elijah Moore kind of game where you get him on the field?
Yep.
We'll talk about it some more tomorrow. Sal, thanks for your time. Enjoy your night.
All right, I got one question for you before I go. Can I ask you? What are the chances tonight we go out to dinner somewhere, and I think we're going to do Mexican, me and a few others, Bill Whippard and the radio crew, that we can find the Sabres game on?
Oh, not great.
We did find, when we were in Houston for that Super Bowl, there was a game one of the nights we found a pizza place. We ate pizza. All of us ate like 12-inch small pizzas at the bar, and the hockey game was on. I remember that. This is a long time ago.
Is it on a special channel? 7:30.
No, it's just, well, ESPN Plus, ooh, probably around the country, yeah, but MSG locally. So
I will be able to get it on my phone and just put it in front of me. That's fine. But I always wonder, like, can I just go in and go, hey, there's a hockey game on. Can you put it on ESPN Plus? I don't know.
I would love for you to just go to the manager or your server and just be like, where's Calgary Buffalo? How could you guys, I mean, don't you know sports?
I might do that.
Like it's Duke, North Carolina basketball.
Right, right. There are good college basketball games tonight. You're probably going to find that more likely.
By the way, home here of Houston, the number one team in the country in college basketball right now.
Yes. Alabama, Illinois is tonight too, I think, in Chicago. Very good. Thank you, Sal. Talk tomorrow.
You too, guys. Bye.
That's our dude Sal Capaccio live on the Western Hotline from Houston. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
6:30 pregame. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.